Yeah, well, 720 as we continue from the Medic Regional Blood Center in Farragut. It's Will West, Tyler Ivins. That music can only mean one thing. It's time for a fall practice report. Friday, getting you ready for tomorrow's noon kickoff between the Volunteers and the Panthers of Pittsburgh. Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studio has you covered. Morning, Kaner.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Tennessee will hold an accelerated walkthrough practice later this morning as part of the final tune-up before Pittsburgh tomorrow, noon on ESPN. The game will serve as part one of the Johnny Majors Classic, set to honor the late coach of both programs. Tennessee is 0-2 all times versus Pitt as the two teams squared off in 1980 and 1983. Jimmy Himes reported yesterday that Vols running back Tyon Evans is listed as doubtful for the game. Josh Heupel was noncommittal when asked of Evans' status during his Thursday press conference. Cooper Mays is listed as questionable with an ankle injury, and Heupel said they will evaluate the center again Saturday morning to see if he can go. Kickoff for Tennessee and Pittsburgh is tomorrow at noon. You can hear the game right here on the Sports Animal with Game Day All Day coverage beginning at 6 a.m. This Tennessee football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
All right, Kaner. So if Tyon Evans is to miss tomorrow's game, what's the backfield look like? You got something depth chart-wise?
Yeah, a whole lot of Jabari Small, and then you'll see a heavy dose of Jalen Wright. I think Tennessee wants to play multiple backs, of course, regardless of who's in the ball game. And Tennessee did that in the season opener against Bowling Green. Of course, I don't think you're going to run for over 300 yards. I don't think you're going to, you know, hand the ball off, what, almost 40 times in a game. But Jabari Small will be the lead back, of course, if Evans is to not go. And then you'll get to see Jalen Wright. Jalen Wright's a guy that is a true freshman. Again, we've talked about him on the program before. He didn't play his senior football season because of the COVID, extended it towards the spring, but he was already here on campus as an early enrollee. He had to wait around until the end of the third quarter to see his first carry in the ball game, and he didn't really look like himself, according to running backs coach Jerry Mack and really head coach Josh Heupel, saying that he's had a fantastic spring, a fantastic summer. He was a little anxious. He tried to look to bounce it outside a whole lot. He's got to be more patient. But Josh Heupel has, you know, spoken a lot of confidence in Jalen Wright this week and in weeks prior here in fall camp.
All right, so what has to go right for Tennessee to pull off the upset against Pittsburgh tomorrow?
I think Tennessee, I think a couple of things have to go right. I mean, of course, quarterback play's got to improve. We know that. That's where you start. Joe Milton cannot go three straight quarters completing, what, one to two passes. I mean, you've got to get better there. I think the receivers have got to help him out in that regard and be more physical off the line of scrimmage, gain separation. So, you know, Pittsburgh lost their two safeties. They returned two cornerbacks who, you know, are going to go up there and get in your face and say, hey, beat me, right? And Tennessee's wide receivers have got to get off the line and gain separation to give Joe Milton a chance. And so, you know, a couple of that, of course, you want to start with the run game as well. But, you know, defensively, you're going up against an experienced fifth-year starting quarterback in Kenny Pickett. You've got to, you know, have great communication in the back end. You've got to mix up your coverages and design and all that type of stuff and get a pass rush. It all starts with the pass rush. So simply the keys for Tennessee are, you know, the keys every single game, but more so, you know, it's more important this week because you're going up against an experienced quarterback and what a defense should be. You kind of getting after the passer and very experienced there as well.
So you've heard already this morning, Kaner, and throughout the last couple of months, I like Pittsburgh in this game, and I'll continue on that side of the ball. But who do you believe is the X factor for the Panthers tomorrow for them to pull off this win?
Yeah, I think it's Kroll, the tight end. You know, a former Florida Gator. We've talked about him on this program this week as well. He's a big body guy. He's tall. He's about 250 pounds. He played in the season opener last year, but then had to go out with injury and pretty much missed the entire year. He led Pittsburgh in receiving with 5 receptions for 58 yards. In a touchdown in game number one against UMass. And he's a guy that I think Kenny Pickett's going to be really trying to target. And Pat Narduzzi really thinks the world of his tight end and says he could be an all-ACC top player when it's all said and done. But, you know, you have Jordan Addison, who was the ACC freshman of the year runner-up last year at wide receiver. You've got, you know, Vincent Davis in the backfield where you didn't have an identity running the football last year, but he's probably going to be the focal point in a 2-3, you know, running back system back there. But I really think Kroll, the tight end, is going to be a guy that Kenny Pickett looks for and looks for often. So whether that's Theo Jackson at the star position kind of guarding him, whether it's a linebacker helping out underneath, Tennessee will have to keep eyes on the Pittsburgh tight end tomorrow because I do believe he could be an X factor for Pittsburgh on offense.
All right, so we both given our prediction on this one. What is your prediction for the Tennessee-Pitt game tomorrow, Kaner?
Yeah, my prediction, I'm going to go with Pitt here. I just think that they have too many things kind of working against Tennessee right now. You know what you have in quarterback for Pitt. Okay, Tennessee, some questions on who might be available. Will Byron Young be available? Will of course, we had the report about Tyon Evans. Will he be available? What about Cooper Mays? If Cooper Mays is out, Tennessee has to reshuffle that offensive line. And just seeing what Pittsburgh does, getting after the quarterbacks, that's kind of their MO on defense. We don't really know what Tennessee's MO is on defense because it's brand new and you can't really take anything away from the Bowling Green game. So, you know, for all those reasons and a couple more, I will take Pittsburgh. I think it might be, you know, a 6 to 7 point game. I think it'll be a close one. It'll be a good football game, but my prediction will be Pittsburgh for tomorrow.
All right, lots for us to get into coming up all before 9 a.m. this morning. And know that tomorrow morning, bright and early, Will, 6 a.m. is when game day all day is going to begin right here on 99.1, getting you ready for Tennessee, Pittsburgh. I know you and Bobby, I can't wait to find out what Bobby's thoughts are when you compare fifth-year senior Kenny Pickett going up against another week of Joe Milton. I'll tell you right now, besides punch him in the mouth, big fan of what he brings to the table.
That's right.
Each and every time you guys do Football Digest together. I'll tell you right now, he might want to add a little something to it. I was just doing a little digging here. They've only played two previous times, Pittsburgh and Tennessee has. Tennessee in those games, both fell in those contests, 30-6 back in 1980, and then fell 13-3 in 1983. The only touchdown Tennessee has ever scored in two games. You got to go back to that 80 game. It was a kickoff return by Willie Gault. So they haven't scored an offensive touchdown in two previous games against Pittsburgh.
You're a big fan of the wink, wink, nudge, nudge numbers. Pitt, 2-0.